Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, he's your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Well, St. John's Episcopal Church in Albion will celebrate its 175th year in its historic 1843 building on Saturday, June 23rd, starting at 2 p.m. Now, the occasion will be marked by a free public concert with a unique mix of vocalists, a mandolin player, and congregational hymns, accompanied by Terry Harper of Albion on the church's 1881 pump organ. Musical selections will highlight traditional and familiar hymns. Performers will include Harper, Noah Atwood on mandolin, and vocalists David Woods, Ryan Hallam, and Linda Wallace, all local talents. The church's bell, used weekly since 1844, will be pealed at the concert's beginning. St. John's is located at 20 East Cherry Street, just one block directly south of the Edwards County Courthouse and right behind Boroviak's IGA. The building was constructed in 1842 and was first used for services on December the 25th, 1842, and was dedicated by the first Episcopal Bishop of Illinois, Philander Chase, in June of 1843. The church is the oldest surviving Episcopal church in Illinois and was placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 2014. Self-guided tours and church history exhibits will be available during the event and refreshment time following the concert. Extra seating will be provided, but will be at a premium. Parking includes the south side of the Edwards County Courthouse Square or the side streets. The church is only one block from the square. If you'd like some more information, contact Father Bill Howard at 315-1671. More news after this.
Since 1999, Cook Funeral Chapel has been helping families in this area during their time of loss. Each family is unique with different needs, and the staff at Cook Funeral Chapel understands that. They will work with you to provide a dignified and caring service that will honor the life of your loved one. Cook Funeral Chapel also offers a variety of pre-need plans that can be tailored to fit your specific needs. Cook Funeral Chapel, with three locations to serve you, Carmi, Grayville, and Crossville.
We have a little bit of good news on the flooding situation. Forecasters have lowered some of their crest predictions on the Big Wabash River at Mount Carmel. The forecast crest is now 19.95 on Sunday, about a foot above flood stage. The river at Mount Carmel Wednesday evening was 17.76, a rise of 27 hundredths from earlier in the day. On the Little Wabash River east of Fairfield near Golden Gate, the stage Wednesday evening was 21.25. It is nearing a crest, and the rise has slowed significantly. The Little Wabash River at Carmi was a stage at 20 feet even Wednesday evening, a rise of 12-tenths of a foot from earlier in the day. The Little Wabash River at Carmi is forecast to crest at 25.3 feet on Sunday, well below the 27 feet flood stage. No major rainfall events are forecast for the rest of the week. However, very high temperatures are forecast for the weekend. Highs will top out around 95, with heat indexes expected to hit around 100 or more. Down in Gallatin County, a jury has found a St. Louis man guilty of charges he sexually assaulted a juvenile under the age of 13. 45-year-old George A. Bivens has been found guilty of three Class X felony charges of predatory criminal sexual assault. That verdict was returned Wednesday afternoon following a two-day jury trial. Bivens had been held in the White County Jail at Carmi for Gallatin County authorities under a $100,000 bond. Illinois State Police detectives investigated the case that resulted in Bivens' arrest and subsequent conviction. Sentencing has been set for July 16th. Bivens faces from 6 to 30 years behind bars on each count. And under Illinois law, whatever sentence he receives will have to be served consecutively, one after the other. Bivens remains in the White County Jail at Carmi pending that July 16th sentencing date. Fairfield City Police Chief Keith Colclasure is warning local residents about another scam that is going around. Reports have surfaced concerning publishers' clearinghouse winnings. These scams require victims to send either cash or cell phones to an address in order to claim their prize. Now, this is nothing more than a scam. If you get one of these calls requesting money or personal information or even cell phones in exchange for your winnings, hang up right away. It's a scam. Fairfield City Police report the arrest of 20-year-old Emily R. Sisney West on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court for driving with no valid license, bond $250. City Police report the arrest of Rachel R. Tracy, 25, of Fairfield, on a Wayne County warrant charging her with failure to appear in court on a charge of failure to give information, bond $400 cash. Nathan S. Foley, 30, has been arrested on a failure to appear warrant for driving suspended, bond $575 cash. John K. Flanagan, 35, of Fairfield, has been arrested on a local warrant, charging him with failure to appear in court on a driving revoked charge, bond $595. And Ivana Sullivan, a resident of Carmi, reports to the White County Sheriff's Department somebody tried to break into a storage trailer on her property. It's on 6th Street there in Carmi. An outside padlock had been pried upon, but no entry was gained. And Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives from the state of Illinois have a message for President Donald Trump. Don't let Rod Blagojevich out of prison. 7 members of the delegation, led by U.S. Representative Darren LaHood of Peoria, wrote President Trump this week to express concern over his statements that he was considering granting clemency to the disgraced former Illinois governor. He was convicted of 18 counts of corruption and sentenced to 14 years behind bars. Doing so, quote, would set a detrimental precedent and send a damaging message on your efforts to root out public corruption in our government, unquote. The letter states that Blagojevich's sentence has repeatedly been upheld since being imposed and argues that commuting the sentence now would actually ensure the governor served less than the low end of the applicable guideline range. And it reminds Trump that his administration's own solicitor general called Blagojevich's most recent appeal unwarranted. U.S. Representatives John Shimkus of Collinsville, Peter Roskam of Wheaton, Randy Hutgren of Plano, Adam Kinzinger of Shanahan, Rodney Davis of Taylorville, and Mike Bost of Murfreesboro also signed that letter. More news after this.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White counties. Our 2 convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmi and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including x-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
The next Hope Center Feed the Family event has been set for June 16th, starting at about 9 a.m. They'll be passing out food, clothing, miscellaneous items, as well as diapers. The Hope Center is located at 23 West Cherry Street in Albion. Those participating need to bring a tote, a box, or a bag to carry your items home. The Christian Motorcycle Association will be giving the message of hope. The CMA president is expected to speak. You're also encouraged to check out the motorcycles, and if your church or group would like to help out with a Hope Center program, contact Steve Smith at 445-2065. The First United Methodist Church in Fairfield has announced plans for a special musical program coming up on Sunday, June 24th from 2 to 4 p.m. The Independent Silver Band will be performing music from 1884 to 1889. The church will also offer an ice cream social. This event is free and open to the public. The event will be held in the Fellowship Hall, with the program set to begin at 2 p.m. The Fairfield Public Golf Course will host the 8th Annual Dr. Patrick Moult Open Tournament on Saturday, July the 7th. Check-in will be at 10 a.m. Shotgun starts at noon. The entry fee, including lunch and cart, is $40. Players who register and pay on or before June 28th receive a $10 per person discounted rate of $30 per player. Prizes will be awarded to individuals for the lowest 18-hole score in 2 divisions, gross and net, which is based upon course handicap. Prize payouts and age divisions will be based upon total participation. Joe Mitchell is the defending gross division champion. In the senior gross division, Mike Moult, Doc Moult's brother, will be going for a four-peat. The tournament committee may assign a course handicap if a local player does not have an official handicap. Monday night's men's league players are strongly urged to participate. Players can sign up at the Pro Shop bulletin board or call the course at 847-7222. Crude oil prices closed up a little bit yesterday. Local refineries raised their offering 50 cents per barrel, and today they're paying $59.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 75-year-old Sisney resident J.D. Jerry Dan Williamson died June 12th at Clay County Hospital in Flora. He'd been an operator for Trunkline Gas Company, retiring in 1998. Survivors include his wife Judy of Sisney, a daughter, Trish and husband Rod Balding of Marshall, a son, Marty and wife Heather Lotta Williamson of Effingham, a sister, Pat and husband Wayne Sanders of Florida, and one grandchild, Rachel Williamson. Funeral services for J.D. Williamson will be Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church at Sisney. Burial to follow at the Sisney Cemetery. Visitation will be 9 a.m. Saturday till the time of service at the church. memorials may be made to the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church and will be accepted at the church or the Hostleton Funeral Home of Sisney, which is in charge of all the arrangements. 86-year-old Fairfield resident Nancy L. Hodges died this past Sunday at her home. She'd been a waitress at the Uptown Restaurant. Services for Nancy L. Hodges will be 3 p.m. Saturday at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 1 o'clock Saturday till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to SSM Hospice and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. John Robert Bundy, 88, of Kell, died this past Sunday at his home. He'd graduated from Bluford High School, served in the U.S. Navy from 1947 to 1951, and retired from Community State Bank in Salem. Funeral services for John Robert Bundy have been set for 10 o'clock Thursday morning, that's this morning, at the Osborne Funeral Home in Dix, with burial at Opdyke Cemetery. Graveside military rites will be conducted by the American Legion Post 141 of Mount Vernon. Memorials in the name of John Robert Bundy may be made to the Opdyke Cemetery, and those will be accepted at the service or the Osborne Funeral Home of Dix, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Jerry G. Tullis, 72, of Fairfield, died Monday, May 28th, at his home. He was operator of Jerry G. Tullis Winch Truck Service. Per his wishes, his body has been cremated, and a memorial service will be held this Saturday, 10 a.m., at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to help out with funeral expenses and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 87-year-old Vera Lucille Arnold of North Chili, New York, died June 7th at Woodside Manor Nursing Home in Rochester, New York. Services for Lucille Arnold will be 11 o'clock Friday morning at Pleasant Grove Christian Church at Jeff, with burial at Pleasant Grove Cemetery. Visitation, 10 o'clock Friday morning till the time of service at the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Anchor Christian Church Building Fund of Rochester, New York, or the Westside Christian Church Seniors Ministry in Springfield, Illinois. The Hostleton Funeral Home of Sisney is in charge of all the arrangements for Lucille Arnold. 76-year-old Grayville resident Leonard Ray Pritchett died this past Friday at Deaconess Gateway Hospital in Newburgh, Indiana. He was retired from a career in agricultural sales. A graveside service and celebration of life for Ray Pritchett will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning, June 30th, at Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. The Cook Chapel of Grayville is in charge of all the arrangements. 78-year-old Sisney resident Philip Shell died Sunday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He'd been a truck driver for Wabash Valley Service Company, retiring in 2003. Funeral services for Philip Shell will be 10 o'clock this morning at the Hostleton Funeral Home in Sisney, with burial to follow at Sisney Cemetery. Memorials in the name of Philip Shell may be made to the Corey Cantrell Leukemia Treatment Fund, and those will be accepted at the Hostleton Funeral Home in Sisney, which is in charge of all the arrangements. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop your heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing costs for our patients. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
This helps to avoid hysterectomy, and at many times they can have the procedure done on a Friday afternoon in the office and be back to work on Monday morning with no problem, with minimal pain. It will oftentimes eliminate the need of needing a hysterectomy or more extensive surgical procedures in the hospital, and thus not only get them back to taking care of their children and back to work, back to their lives, but also save them a large amount of money.
NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with four locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call 618-244-4800 to schedule an appointment.
Time for a Thursday check of sports. Fairfield girls softball from last night, Majors League action. Podolsky Oil over the Brain Training Center, 13-8. It's a game you heard on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Major League Baseball, Eric Lauer carried a shutout into the sixth inning as the Padres beat the Cardinals 4-2 Wednesday. Cardinals starter Luke Weaver gave up four runs and nine hits over five and a third innings. He has just one win over his last 11 starts. Marcell Ozuna homered for the Cardinals, who have now lost 3 of 4. Brewers beat the Cubs 1-0, and the White Sox topped the Indians 3-2. On the schedule today, Western Wayne Little League action. Baseball, 6 p.m., Superior Steel takes on JT's. You can hear that game on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. 6:30, Greenwald Farms takes on Robertson's. In softball at 7:15, Randy Smokehouse plays Greenwald and Sons. T-ball action, 5:45, FNB plays CNN. 5:45, Barnard's plays the VFW. At 7 p.m., Triple S takes on Napa. Pitching Machine League, boys play 5:45. Les McCormick takes on Lane and Shelton. At 7 p.m., Draper Insurance, Randy Smokehouse plays Barnard's. Pitching Machine Girls, 6 p.m., Leg Up takes on Tri-County Gutters. Fairfield Girls Softball tonight, T-ball action at 5 p.m., Happy Day Express takes on McDonald's on the East Diamond. At 6:30, Precision Eye Care plays Doug Amann State Farm on the East Diamond. Coach pitch action, 5 p.m., Rush Appliance plays People's National Bank on the West Diamond. At 5 p.m., Country Financial takes on Taco Tierra on the Middle Diamond. In the Minors League, 6:30 p.m., Cary Rice State Farm plays Isaac's Auto Sales on the West Diamond. 6:30, Fairfield Banking Company plays Braddock Auto and Detail on the Middle Diamond. And in Majors League play, at 8 p.m., Canaan Bridge plays Born Again Nails and Waxing on the West Diamond. 8 p.m., One Step Ahead, HME plays Fairfield Printing and Graphics on the Middle Diamond. Fairfield Little League play, Mustang League action, 5:30 p.m., LeMond Chevrolet plays Clark Construction. At 7:30 p.m., it's Mount Vernon Dream Homes versus the Barbed Wire Grill. Bronco League play at 5:30, FNB plays Jeff Ruerton's. At 7:30, Morgan Distributing plays LeMond's Chrysler. And in Major League action tonight, the White Sox host Cleveland. Cardinals and Cubs are off in anticipation of that weekend series at Busch Stadium. That's a Thursday check of sports. Have a great day. Mostly sunny today with a high 88. Clear tonight, low 65. Partly sunny on Friday with a high 92. Mostly sunny both Saturday and Sunday with the highs in the mid-90s. And for Monday, partly cloudy with a high of 92. Today's WFIW Business of the Day, Gallatin Manor Nursing and Rehabilitation. The care you've come to expect, the attention you deserve. Today's Business of the Day, Gallatin Manor Nursing and Rehabilitation.